Okay, so we're going to do a practice that is called mindful eating. And this is one of the most popular and widely used mindfulness practices, slowing down to observe our sensations as we eat and noticing the way that the body and mind respond. Mindful eating is part of Jean Christeller's mindfulness-based eating awareness training, and mindful eating groups have sprung up all over the country as people gather to observe the experience of eating as a form of nurturance and an opportunity to savor good food with others in community. And I'm hoping that you'll join me now in a mindful eating practice just to get a taste, if you'll pardon the pun, of mindfulness practice. And while I've been talking, you will have received an object or perhaps a couple of objects. And we typically encounter objects like this without giving them another thought. Oh, a piece of candy. And if you haven't received a piece of candy, you might want to see if you can find one now and then continue the practice. So pieces of candy like this, maybe we eat them after a big meal and they seem somewhat anticlimactic, or maybe we eat them while we're waiting for an appointment and we're surprised to see how many wrappers we've piled up. And what I'm going to ask you to do today is to consider this object as though you're seeing it for the first time. And picking up the little package, the wrapper, and placing it in the palm of one hand. And now, just visually examining what is here. What are the colors? How does the light play on the packaging? Perhaps a glinting or shining effect. You might even move your hand a little to see how the reflection occurs. We're bringing a sense of exploration and curiosity to this object, even though it might be quite familiar to us in many ways. And now, taking the index finger of the opposite hand and touching the packaging, what is the texture? Smooth, soft, rough? What is the temperature? Is the surface warm or cool? Now perhaps picking up the packaging between your thumb and forefinger and seeing what happens when we roll the packaging around a little between our fingers. What are the sounds? What is your sense of this object? What is the mind telling you about what is inside? Perhaps even bringing the object to the ear as you shift its contents between your fingers. What sounds do you notice now with it closer to your ear? And if you bring the object up to the nose, is there a scent? Does anything come through? What do you notice? What words does the mind present? Do you notice any judgments about encountering the object in this way? Now, when you're ready, using your fingers to open the wrapper and explore what's inside, perhaps doing this task with slowness and deliberation, seeing how long we might take to open a wrapper, noting the way the paper tears, feel of the wrapper between the fingers as we pull it open, noting in this moment whether the mind begins to respond to the slowness with which we are performing this task, or to the presence of the object inside the wrapper. Perhaps some anticipation or some impatience arises. Noting also any responses in the body as we do this. Any tension or sense of urgency. Now, taking the object out of the wrapper, placing it in the palm of your hand. And perhaps closing the eyes, if you're willing to close the eyes, and noticing simply the weight of this object in the palm of your hand. If you did not know it was in your hand, would you be able to sense it from the weight? Now, opening the eyes if you've had them closed and touching with your finger the surface of the object. What is the texture? Smooth? Rough? What sensations can you pick up? Now, raising the object to the nose, just seeing if you can pick up any aroma. Is this different from the experience you had when the object was still in the wrapper? Now, when you're ready, placing the object on the tongue and allowing it to rest there without chewing. Observing in this moment how the body responds, what changes take place in the mouth, do sensations of taste begin to arise? How does the mind respond? Do any labels or judgments arise in the mind about this experience? Now biting down on the object, if that feels comfortable to do, and noting the sensations experienced with the teeth. Are there any changes in what the mind calls texture? Any changes in what we would call taste or flavor as you do this? What is the texture of this object now? Is it moist or dry? What is the temperature? Is it cool or warm? Now chewing or allowing the object to dissolve, and when you're ready, swallowing. Noticing how the body prepares for swallowing food. What sensations register most strongly with you as you eat this? Sweetness, coolness, creaminess. And after you have swallowed, what is present? Is there taste that remains? Does the mind render an opinion about the object? Perhaps even an urge to have another object arises. Sitting for just a brief moment with these sensations, maybe closing the eyes to focus more closely on internal sensations. Now, taking stock of the body and mind following this experience, how does the body feel in this moment, now that we are one mint candy heavier than we were a moment ago? How did this experience compare to the way that we routinely eat these candies? Could you imagine what it might be like to eat other foods, including those that you enjoy the most, in this slow and careful way, attending to each aspect of the experience? How do you think this might change your experience of eating, your relationship with the body and the mind? As we bring this brief practice to a close, noting that there are many opportunities throughout our day to come into closer contact with the richness of our experience. And we can take advantage of those in very brief moments, just noticing how we respond and what it's like to be alive and embodied and engaged